I'm totally going to use you today to figure out if you've also heard this legend, and maybe you can actually bring this truth to the forefront of everyone listening to this podcast. There are two names that I've heard that parents have given their children over the years that I have never met anybody by these two particular names. There have been urban legends that these two people exist, but I've never, ever, ever met somebody with these two names. And we're going to talk about them and see maybe if you know these two humans today on the show with a moment in Kramer history.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Yeah, today is September the 6th. Happy to have you here. This is our daily podcast. It's based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Okay, I don't know if I should be a Karen in this situation. I don't even know if I can be a Karen in this situation. We're falling into weird territories right now. And I don't, should I feel screwed and do something about this, or do I just swallow my pride and move forward here? And if you're wondering if this is another fucking story about Legos, it absolutely is,
another
by the way.
Story, excuse you.
It absolutely is another
wrong
story
podcast.
About Legos. if you're new to our show or been back from the summer, y'all, I've had this weird obsession with Legos the last couple of months, and I don't know what it is. I'm not sure why. It started with the Titanic, and I finished the Titanic, so I should probably start by mentioning that. We'll talk
Fantastic.
About it on the radio show next week, but that whole thing started where I was kind of obsessing with the submersible story, and then I got fed an ad for a Titanic thing, and then I bought this one on, it was a knockoff thing on Temu, and it cut my finger open trying to open the damn, it was a mess. Anyway, it took me, I can tell you now officially, it took me 34 hours to complete, which
wow.
is crazy. But I finished
wow.
that. I finished that the Friday of Labor Day. I guess it was Friday. So that was my goal, was to get it done by Labor Day, and I knocked it out. And that feels really good to have that off my plate. So I'll be talking about it more on the radio show. Next couple of weeks. I'm going to donate it, by the way, to a children's hospital here. So that's all good and well, and feeling good about that and just happy this thing's done. Actually, there's a funny story that goes with that, but I'll tell it on the radio show. Anyway, let's get back to the fact here. So if you were here last week, I told you that I'm like obsessed right now. You know, I have to be like on a kick of something. I can't not be on a kick, right? And then the current kick is Legos, and specifically the Super Mario Lego collection. And there's a ton of sets for these, right? And I told you that I found a guy on, wasn't even looking for it, but Facebook fed me an ad. It was like, hey, there's, you know, a local thing on Facebook Marketplace of a guy that's selling a whole bunch of Super Mario Lego sets for $70. And I said, okay, like that's good, because a lot of these sets are out of print by now. They're discontinued and they're pretty expensive. And for $70, that's really good. So I sent the guy a message and I said, hey, are the sets complete? And he said, you know, I think so, but I he's like, I'm not 100% sure, but I think they are. And so I told you last week that I pulled up to the house and the kids came outside and they were like, who are these for? I'm like, eh. And so he
should have said my kid,
my inner child.
Exactly.
My adult. So when they said I was taking the box, I'd already given the guy the cash, and they were like, Dad, I think there's more Legos inside. And he acted kind of weird about it. And that made me feel kind of weird, because he was like, no, I think we did a pretty good job. And like his kids were ratting him out. We talked about that, right? His kids kind of seemed like they were ratting him out. So over the weekend, y'all, it was beautiful for 2 days, and then it was hot as hell for 2 days. And so during those last 2 days, I decided I'm going to break into this massive amount of Legos. And we're talking this thing should have been a couple thousand Legos in this box. And I said, you know, my impression is that I'm going to have the majority of these, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I started to put the sets together, and I quickly realized he's not right. like there's a very large percentage of Legos missing.
no.
But now, okay, now, so now I'm starting to get mad. And as I'm getting mad, I'm also like getting frustrated. And I'm like, I want to almost, to spite him, figure out how many pieces are missing. So that at first that I know, you know, because again, if he says, I think they're all there and it's missing, you know, 5, 10, 20 pieces, that'd be one thing. You know, I sat here throughout the course of the long weekend and I put together the rest of these Lego sets. It's missing 183
oh,
Legos.
Oh, no.
183 is exactly how much it's missing.
No.
So, okay, here's the thing. Do I have a right to say something? Like, would you go back and say something? Here's the thing with these Facebook marketplaces and stuff like this. It's a pretty, I mean, it's a shady process, right?
You just wild, wild west out there. You don't know what you're getting into.
If you listen this summer, I put myself in some pretty precarious situations trying to buy things off of Facebook Marketplace. And I don't know what you're supposed to do when there's a problem. Now, again, I bought a used Lego set. And I realized that, right? Like, I'm not buying a new set. And he said, he even prefaced with, I think so, but I'm not sure. Am I supposed to just say, okay? Like, am I supposed to just say, all right, like, you know, this is nature of the beast, right? I'm buying something used. But like, the guy told me he thinks they're right. You know, like, you would think if someone's going to tell me, here's the thing, let me flip it in reverse. If I tell somebody I think it's something, then I'm going to have like put my stamp of due diligence into at least knowing well enough what I'm talking about. And again, we're fighting over Legos, but at the end of the day, y'all, that's $60 down the drain, because like, you can't do anything with 180 missing pieces. Like, it's not, it's garbage basically at this point. Right. So am I allowed to go back and say anything, or is it like buyer beware? Mom, what would you do? Cause it's kind of like buying from a garage sale, right? Like you get what you get. And like, that's, and that's that,
as
right?
Is.
Yeah.
As is.
What would you do? What would Nancy Yancey do? And then we'll talk about what my dad would do. And I'll realize I'm probably somewhere probably in the middle of those two truths, you know?
I think that I would notify him and tell him I was very unhappy that that you expected a few pieces may be missing based on your conversation with him. However, there are 183 pieces missing,
so many,
which means that basically this is garbage.
Also, like, am I allowed at 40 to get into a fight about Legos?
Well, I mean, he knows you know where he lives.
Well, that's true. Okay, that's a good point.
Right.
I do have the upper hand. Can you imagine, y'all? Like, this is exactly, you know how I bring you like wacky news stories at the end of the week from Georgia? This definitely sounds like the headline of a wacky news story in the making. Man furious about Lego shows up and kidnaps two kids for ransom until he gets his Lego pieces. You know, can't you see that happening? You know,
I just
don't know, because this whole Lego thing makes me feel insecure as it is in the first place. Y'all. Like, I feel kind of stupid putting together Lego sets as an adult, right, with no kids. I do. There's a part of me that's really not, doesn't feel great about it. But at the same time, like, I still pay this man $60 for whatever, right? Like, I can pay this guy for some car
that's
parts, and like, if it's not, it's $60. You know, $60.
Right.
So,
yeah. He's not going to do anything. You know that.
You think he'll respond?
No.
Because the guy lives. It would be a bit like, what am I going to do if I go to his house? Even if I do, when I like fight him in the front yard over his Lego sets. Like, there's no real good outcome.
Having met you, he's probably not too worried about you coming back to fight with him.
No.
Because you don't appear to be that type person.
But also, even if he was like, okay, so best case, let's say he's like, okay, you're right. Like, that was, you know, there's what, 20%.
He might be a good person,
20% of Legos missing or whatever. I'll tell you what, I'll give you back half your money.
Right.
You know, I don't even know that I would drive out of my way. It was about over an hour round trip. I don't think I would drive an hour to save or to get $30 back.
Can you not mow it to you?
Maybe that's an opportunity, you know, to do that. But like, I don't know. I think I will say something. But I want to know before I do.
I think you'll just feel better if you do.
Because it's the anger that the Lego anger inside of me right now is high. And I just feel like if I sleep on
rage.
This. Yeah, I got rage over this, y'all. I feel angry over it. So I don't know. Aww. Let me know what you think. We'll talk about it. You can call us. You can text us. And if this sounds completely stupid and you're like, you just wasted 11 minutes of my life on a Lego story. And honestly, we're getting sick of the Lego stories. You can also tell me that too, because I realized this could not be less of a real issue. But take out Lego and put anything on Facebook Marketplace that is of interest to you. And then how would you react in that situation? Is it buyer beware, I'm screwed? Or would you also go back and say something? We know my dad would absolutely say something. He would absolutely not sleep. Right,
for sure.
You know?
Oh, he would say something probably that we can't say on the air.
Well, we did. We already said the F word today, so feel free to.
That's true.
He drop that in that. There. All right. I'll keep you updated on that. We'll do our mom tent for today. Backstory here, in case you're getting back in the swing of things or just happen to run across our podcast. When we first started the podcast, my mom would send me a bunch of articles that she wanted to talk about. And I said, that's great, but I really just want you to kind of like share your life and give some good advice. And she said, no, I'd rather just send you 15 articles a day. And I said, that's way too much. So instead, why don't you just pick out your favorite thing of the week that my mom saw on the internet? And we'll give you its own segment. It's called Mom Tent. This is my mom's content. So what do we have for this week, Mom?
Okay. I have two things, both from Huffington Post.
All right.
One of them's kind of short, but it just always puzzles me that people name their babies such crazy names. I mean, I get asked all the time, like, did your parents name you that?
Nancy. Okay, first, hang on. First off, Nancy Yancey's not allowed to comment on crazy names, right?
This is true, but this is why I'm sensitive to them.
Okay, all right, I see. Yeah. All right.
So this is from the Social Security Administration, because they have a whole list of names every year. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the crazy girl names.
So Nina. Wait, this is what? This is what's the name of the article? Like, I don't understand the premise right now.
What is the name of the article? The names given to less than 10 babies born last year.
Okay. So less than 10 kids.
According to SSA. Uh-huh.
Got these names.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Yep. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Number one girl, Minnow. Minnow, like a little fish. In the world would name their kid Minnow?
Not the weirdest thing in the world. I mean, it's like,
my dad was called Fish, but that was a nickname. That wasn't his real name. This little girl's kind of, can you imagine standing up in class or somebody, the teacher calling your name Minnow?
It's just funny that 10 people all thought that. Like, if it was one person, and again, we don't know if it's how many it is, but if it was like one person, maybe, but like collectively throughout the country.
10 or less. Well, yeah. 10 or all less.
Right. But as I'm like getting more spiritual friends, I guarantee you like half of them would name their kids Minnow. So like, it's not even, not even like a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else?
Okay. Banksy. B-A-N-K-Y-S-Y.
The artist Banksy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
How about Cinderella?
Wow.
Oh, boy. Would you not hate that?
That'd be hard. I feel bad for people that already have.
Oh, no.
Princess names, you know?
Oh, like, yes.
Like if you were a Jasmine or a Belle or whatever. I think forever, you're always.
Any little Disney name.
Yeah, you say that name and people are not going to assume you first. But Cinderella is a real like.
Oh,
You don't know. I guarantee you, nobody listening knows a Cinderella. You know. Okay. All right. Two more.
Joy out.
Joy out.
Uh huh. Joy out.
Okay.
Don't ask me. I don't get it.
Uh huh.
Okay, and then the last one is Greenlee.
Greenlee.
Uh huh.
I don't hate Greenlee. I don't mean it's definitely unique.
You know, Greenlee could possibly be a family name.
That's true. Yeah, you know? I don't hate it. I don't hate Greenlee. I think.
Yeah. I could live with that one. But the others, no.
If I was a female, I'd prefer to be called Greenlee over Cinderella. I think.
Yes,
so.
For sure.
Or Banksy. Others. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So boy list.
Okay. Number one is Barley.
Okay.
Not Barney, but Barley.
Like the grain.
The grain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number two is Dragon. How would you like to be a boy named Dragon?
I don't know. That'd be pretty badass.
Oh, gosh.
Like, if you could pull that off.
Oh, no.
Like, I couldn't be a dragon, right? Like, I couldn't be a dragon. No. Like, imagine, like, a really tough guy named Dragon. Like, he
well,
pulls
it's
up
okay
in a-
if it's
a
nickname, but it's not okay if it's your real name.
But, like, if it's a tough guy, if he grows up, if he grows into the name, I think it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, imagine you met, like, a biker guy, and his name is, like, I'm Dragon. You'd be like, damn. Mm. But, like, if you met somebody like me named Dragon, it wouldn't... It would not really make a lot of sense. All right.
How about Beacon?
Yeah.
Maybe like a beacon of hope.
Or yeah. Don't hate beacon. It.
That's not terrible. Okay. Now, this is really crazy. How about Utah? I'm sure that that's where they got pregnant with this little boy.
Yeah.
Was in Utah.
I mean, a
so
lot of
people. So they named him Utah.
I've heard
that,
plenty of stories. We've talked about.
That makes me crazy when people do that.
You have to imagine, and like, there's a lot of, you know, throughout the years of doing radio, it's always a topic of like unique baby names. And like, it is not infrequent. I would say 30% of the time we're getting calls about people where they're named after where they were, not impregnated, but what they were, conceived. Right.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
Maybe not the weirdest if you were conceived in Utah, you know? I don't know that I want to be called Utah, but like at least the theory makes sense more than Cinderella.
Mm. He's all a right. good old country boy for sure.
Last one.
Okay. And the last one is Alchemy.
Don't love it. Don't love it.
No.
All right. You said you have two things.
I do. Okay. So are you familiar with No Spin September?
There was something on TikTok about it not too long ago, but I didn't really look into it.
Mm-hmm. So the premise is that you get your finances on track after splurging over the summer.
By buying countless Lego sets.
Yes, exactly.
By losing all your money in a failed Lego business of trying to buy and sell Legos. Yeah, it's rough.
So there's a female-focused budgeting app, which I didn't know about. It's called Financial. And here's
why is
some,
it female focused? What does that mean?
I don't know. I haven't.
I'm not opposed to it, but that just seems weird. It's like how what like why is it?
I don't.
I mean,
know.
I don't. I guess. All right.
Maybe it's by women for women. I don't know. I don't know why it would be different.
You know, like is there like a certain thing that almost seems male. Like it almost seems offensive to me. Like
I know
a female. Exactly. It's like when Bic came out with Bic for her pens. It was like, why do we need a Bic pen like for females? It doesn't really make sense.
Exactly.
Like, we need a financial app for females. I don't. It doesn't sound necessary, but you know, all right.
Now you know there is one.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Check it out. Okay, so here are the steps. First of all, you find out what your problem areas are. What triggers you to spend money? Maybe it's like you need something. Everything you see on social media,
literally.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Or impulse buys you make, like at Target, Walmart, you know, just hanging out.
Y'all, it is bad. Store. So let me tell you that this thing actually, this Lego story gets a little deeper. Mm. So I actually have a subscription now to, you know, eBay, where you can like subscribe to certain keywords, you know, and it'll like send you like a digest. Like I'm constantly getting fed when new Mario Lego sets go up.
Oh, no.
Constantly getting fed this stuff.
Oh,
so, like,
no.
That would probably be one of them, right? Like, if you know
it
that's
would.
A thing. I know a lot of y'all spend so much money on coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'll sometimes buy a coffee. I've been going on walks on the weekend and buying. I downloaded the Starbucks app for the first time in my life, by the way, which I realized I'd already downloaded. But I remember the last time I used it, I was buying something for my ex-wife. So that was a million years ago. But I don't really usually buy a lot of coffee outside the house, but I finally downloaded the Starbucks app because I've been walking a lot on the weekends. I like to stop and get a nice coffee. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, that alone is about, let's just say it's $5. Right. So like if you, for y'all that spend that every day,
mm-hmm.
So this, if you were to buy a coffee outside the house, and I'm just going to say five, but somebody, I'd just be spending $6-$7 sometimes. So like, I mean, five times 365. I mean, that's literally $1,800. That's rent.
Mm-hmm.
Literally in just coffee every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this basically like know your triggers. So like don't be dropping past Starbucks.
Yes.
Put your coffee in your car. Unsubscribe from Mario Lego sets.
Got it. And don't go in a thrift store if you can't come out with something.
You.
me.
Stay away from the Goodwill.
It would be me because, you know, it's only there for that one time.
Uh-huh.
You better grab it. It won't be there tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you and I are the same like that. I just don't go to the thrift shop. I just be buying stuff on eBay. It's a whole lot easier. But it's basically, the more I think about it, kind of the same thing, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Right. Same problem.
Yeah.
Okay. True. And then I used to say that you should categorize your spending into needs versus wants, but they have two categories called allowed and not allowed. So of course you put your basic needs, you know, bills, your rent, your food, et cetera, into the not, into the allowed column.
Yeah.
And then the not allowed column would be stuff you want to avoid buying. Like coffee.
Yeah. Okay. Smart.
Like takeout meals.
Yeah. That's good.
Beauty products. Oh, I'm kind of a sucker for that.
Yeah. I spent a lot of money on that too. It's true.
Mm-mm.
All right. Okay. Anything else?
And then here's something I don't do, but I should. Make a shopping list and stick to it. Yeah. If you... Of course, you don't go to the grocery store, but even God, online,
I went this weekend. I bought so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I mean, this is exactly why I just do Instacart. Y'all, mm-hmm. I go to the grocery store. I spend three times the amount of money because I have literally no control once I go in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Especially I was hungry too. I was trying to get some for breakfast really quick. And I was like, let me just grab something and walk up here and grab something from the giant. Mm-hmm. And literally when I was in there, I was like, wait, well, I should maybe grab this. And I just grabbed, and I walked out of there like $50 worth of food. It was like, this is not it.
Mm-mm.
This is not.
That's why I don't go to those big warehouse things like Costco or Sam's.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Because I'll come home and I have nowhere to store it all.
I know.
And 6 months later, and we're like having the same junk and we ate it one time and didn't like it. Okay. Lean into hobbies that don't cost money.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to look at that too because I'm like, there's probably a lot I can do for free. Like there's a free yoga class every weekend. And I'm like, why don't I just go to that one instead of paying $20? I thought, I'm trying to like watch spending too because things have been tight. And then, you know, with the cutback on Certified Mama's Boy, like I'm just looking for ways to like just where I can. I mean, there's literally a free yoga class every single weekend. Why don't I just go to that one? You know, like that saved me $100 a month right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or you can walk or run for exercise.
I'm telling you, y'all. Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah, it's really true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
anything
it.
Else?
Okay, that's
there
it.
You go. It's called No Spin November?
No Spin September.
I mean September, sorry. Yeah, it would have made more sense in November. No, but whatever. All right, let's do our quote for today.
Okay. It's from Rachel Carson. I remember Rachel Carson. She was a 60s author, and she was one of the first people to write about the earth and exploring the world. But she wrote, "Those who dwell among the beauties and mysteries of the earth are never alone or weary of life." It's so true. I don't care if you're a 2-year-old or you're a 72-year-old. If you can just get outside and focus on the beauty of the earth and the mysteries of it. Like I was walking by my little butterfly bush today and I was so excited because there were so many beautiful butterflies there. And I had just noticed last week how many little caterpillars were crawling around. And I thought, you know, this is so exciting. I mean, that sounds so like a 2-year-old thing, but that is the beauty of the world. Think about that. A caterpillar turns into a butterfly. It's the little things
that took us 791 episodes, but I think you finally said the most Nancy Yancy thing you've ever said.
That a caterpillar turns into a beautiful butterfly.
Like you stared at the caterpillar and I'm like, that's amazing.
I know. You know, I was looking at the butterfly and thinking about all the little caterpillars.
Of course
I've
you
just
were.
Seen the wings of four.
I
wouldn't.
Yeah, I can't go too far down this route today because like this kind of stuff like blows my mind. I was on a kick this weekend thinking about just like, sometimes it's really good just to get like caught up on TikTok, and I understand why most of us do, or social media, because it's like so much easier to digest than like the altitude of the world and everything that goes with it to get us to where we are every single day. It'll freak you the hell out.
It will. It will. I mean, we watch all of those stories, not all of them, but we watch a lot of them on TV about the universe with, you know, Neil deGrasse or whomever. And even in David Attenborough and all the wonderful nature stories he tells. I mean,
yeah, it's a lot. Oh, it's a lot.
It's just endless. But like, focus really, on that.
What was I don't remember what I was thinking of. I don't remember how I got here, but it was something to do with like, was it the ducks? I have this new fascination with ducks. I don't know where it came from. But there have been some ducklings outside my house every spring. There are ducklings, and I go try to find them as much as I can, as much as I can get out and walk. I try to get out and go find the ducklings. Right. But I was just thinking like, so I started researching because slowly but surely there's like less and less ducklings. And I'm like, are they dead? And then I realized that like, wait, moms lay, I Googled this and it's like mom ducks lay about 12 eggs every year. Mm. Of those, 9 hatch. And of those, 2 actually usually make it. I'm like, that alone is crazy. Like to see a duck sitting here. And you would think, you'll wonder why you're like, Kramer, why don't you smoke marijuana? It's because stuff like this already like blows my mind.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like if I was high doing this, I don't know. It probably, I don't know.
You'd be sitting there staring in that river forever.
I literally would just stare at the ducks and be like, whoa, like just you being here is like an absolute miracle. You realize that because most of your brothers and sisters died and you're here. You're like one of 12. Like that's pretty wild.
It is. There are so many miraculous things happening all around us. And we're just walking around talking on our phones and playing our music. And
hey,
just
some days
like
it's
oblivious.
Easier. Some days it's easier, though. I promise you, some days I understand now why we get obsessed with our phones. Because, like, you can't think about the duck being there. It's just too much some days, you know?
Well, you should, because those are the things in life that really matter.
Today's
and then you realize the miracle that you are, too. Okay, at the end.
Today's podcast is brought to you by... My mom never quite knows where the cutoff is. Like, that was obviously... there's a great period right there where you said it. And we could have ended it there. And most podcasts would go back and edit that so it actually would sound tight and we wouldn't stump all over each other, but we're not going to do that.
No.
We're not. You're going to deal with the like, wow, that was messy. Today's podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, there's times in your life like this. No, seriously though, when you're thinking about like, you're uncertain, there's so much uncertainty with where your life is going. And like, you don't know, you can wake up tomorrow, your life could completely change. You may be thrown a curveball today. Do you realize that? Like, depending on where you're listening to this in the day, if you listen at night, maybe not as much, but like if you listen to the show in the morning, like a lot of you guys do, like you could be thrown a curveball today that could change your life forever. Good, bad, indifferent, but like a curveball that was like unexpected. What are you supposed to do in these moments? Well, I can tell you what I've done every time I get a curveball is I go to therapy. And I have worked with a lot of different therapies and done a lot of work on myself. And I can tell you that BetterHelp, honestly, is the absolute easiest and best way I've ever done therapy. The one thing I would complain about when it came to therapy was like, it's just so inconvenient. Like having to find the therapist that is, you know, takes your insurance and then going on there and like seeing if they're available and they have like one time slot and you got to drive across town to get there and you better be free. And if you're not, like you're in trouble. It's like, crazy, right? BetterHelp's way different. It's like, it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Like sometimes now, like when I do BetterHelp and this will be easier once I free some time up. But like I was having to do therapy at 7 o'clock on certain nights of the week because that's like when I was free. And it was great. Like I could eat dinner and do therapy at the same time. It was like, this is great. Listen, therapy, let therapy be your map is what I'm trying to say. Visit betterhelp.com/Kramer to get 10% off your first month. Visit betterhelp.com/Kramer. I really do love BetterHelp, but also I don't have the time to edit this podcast, or that would have all seemed a whole lot cleaner than it actually was.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, certified fans, thank you for all of your feedback about our news yesterday. We announced that starting in October, and it's probably going to be the first week of October, but there's a lot of stuff that's happening behind the scenes to make this happen. But most likely the first week or so of October, we're going to be switching to a two-day-a-week show. One day will be public for everybody. The second day will be for certified fans only. And I felt like it was well-received. I wasn't too terrible. I got a couple of DMs that were like not wildly thrilled about it, but it was pretty much like when we talked about a couple of weeks ago with the certified fans page. It's probably about 90% positive. So thank you for that, because I think you know how apprehensive I was. Mom, you're talking about Marcy's message that she had posted. One of our listeners, Marcy, had posted this really sweet message. I think because she knew that I was pretty nervous about making this change because, again, like I mean, for multiple reasons. Number one, I feel bad because we built this thing together and it's been 5 days, and to cut it down to two is a pretty big change. To, you know, make half of those days paid is, you know, for some people a disappointment. But I think that she said it well, Mom.
She did. She really captured, I think she captured the essence of what a true certified fan is. So I'm going to share that.
Okay.
Thoughts on today's episode from our dear, sweet friend, Marcy. Steve Kramer, when you started CMB, you were in a different stage of life. Not just your physical living status, but in your employment. CMB helped fill that void of not being on the radio every single day. Over the course of the past 3 years, we've walked with you as you began to heal from that job loss, move across the country to a place you've never been to, start a brand new show all during a global pandemic. We've listened to you struggle to get settled. We've heard you struggle to live through winter. We've heard you flourish in your new show with Jess. We've listened to struggles with dating, the loss of Kiki, and tension with siblings. Things have changed, and CMB needs to evolve as well. Your loyal fan fam will stick with you through it all. I'm a fairly new listener, 3 years, but you have listeners that have moved several states with you. That says a lot. In the end, it's okay to cut back on CMB as you focus your energy to other areas of life. We can never expect you to continue at this level of commitment indefinitely. No one could work two jobs into eternity. It's time to do what is best for you.
I tried, by the way. I tried having two jobs for a long time.
I know you did. Love you and Mama Nancy forever. And Marcy, do we love you. And that is what's so beautiful about our fans. It's that love. And they're sharing with us their struggles. Marcy's had her struggles, and we prayed for her and you know, been there for her. And I mean, that's just what we do. It's so beautiful.
Yep. I love that. Thank you, Marcy, for that. It's really, I appreciate that. And I know a lot of you guys kind of chimed in with your sentiment. I really appreciate that. We will have the Thursday, probably Thursday. I think it's going to be Tuesday, Thursday. Thursday will be the fans episode. And if you want to join us, you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And again, I really just appreciate all the support from you guys. And who knows? I don't know where this podcast is going to go. I have no idea. But as I promised, as long as it doesn't cost me a lot of money to produce it, then we'll keep doing this as long as humanly possible. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll spin our wheel of certified fans. We do dedicate every show to one person. Oh my gosh, that's so quiet. Why is that so quiet? I still have not figured this MacBook out, even though I've had it for literally 6 years now. 407 is our certified fan of the day. So we're going to dedicate today's show to Cat Y. Cat Y. Cat is from right here in Hanover, Maryland.
Oh, yay.
Kat is a yearly subscriber, has been with us now since 2021. Kat, that's a long time.
You're
coming up on your two-year anniversary of Certified Mama's Boy. So thank you for that, especially with the Maryland people, man. Like I said, I'm getting a Maryland person. It makes me excited.
That's so true.
Move my life across the country for nothing. Mm-hmm. So thank you for supporting us and being part of this fan fam. Kat Y, right? Kat Y is our certified fan. It's K-A-T, mom. Don't screw that up. My mom literally, and it's not even, I'm not even making fun of you. I'm not saying you're screwing it up, but it's like, if my mom ever, we post your name and we shout you out on the certified fans page, and my mom will always go with like whatever the not spelling is. It's like,
you think I'm going to put C-A-T on the post?
I don't know. But literally, my poor mom, like, she always chooses the wrong spelling. No matter what the name is, like, no matter what it is, she'll find one letter to like go off of. And even if it's like the traditional way of spelling it, like, it will be like the wrong way. And so every day we have to go back and correct. Anyway, let's give Kat Y a whoop whoop. And thank you, Kat, for being our certified fan today.
Okay. Whoop whoop to Kat with a K Y from Maryland. We're so glad you're here.
All right, y'all, we're less than a month away from having our certified fan exclusive show. Hopefully you'll join us. Text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And mom, that's going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
A moment in Kramer history. Yeah, welcome to A Moment in Kramer History. In case you don't know, I'm a morning show radio host. I've been so for 20-some-odd years now. And every now and then, once a week at least, we look back and laugh at some of the segments that we used to do back in the day. Some of these things have been ridiculous. But per a conversation, obviously, that we had on today's show, I thought we'd look back on these segments where people called in with their crazy baby names. And, like, can anyone actually verify these two names? Of course, yesterday, I'm sure you got caught up on the news, if you missed it over the weekend, that Beyonce gave birth to a baby.
Yes, Blue Ivy.
And of course, there's no way that you heard that name and didn't go, you know, you made a face. Nobody, I'm sure, heard that name and go, oh my God, that is so cute.
No.
It is so adorable. Blue? Unless your name is Blue Ivy. And then we apologize profusely.
Yes. And then we're like, oh, that's pretty,
that's
girl.
That's a beautiful name.
I love it.
So we wanted to know, I mean, because naming your kid something weird like that, like, you got to feel bad for the kid, right? But does it get worse than that? Mm. So yesterday at this time, we asked you to text us names in Tampa Bay that you have heard that you think are worse than Blue Ivy. Like,
right.
You've met somebody or you know somebody with kids or whatever. We're going to talk to listener Amanda here in like 60 seconds. She says she got these twins apparently that she knows. Just wait. We'll talk to her here in just a second. First, I want to talk to Rhonda. Rhonda, what is that name that you heard that is worse than Blue Ivy?
My best friend in middle school, her name was Charity Case.
Oh,
what?
There she was
no.
That poor girl.
Case was her last name.
Now, why would her parents? Did you ever bring that up? Like, why in the hell would your parents do that?
No, she used to joke that if she would have been a boy, they would have named her Justin.
Justin Case. That's the worst parents ever. Like, that
really you just ruined the rest of her life. Anywhere she goes, hi, I'm Charity Case. Would you like to?
Every guy runs fast. Runs very fast. Yeah. Would you ever want to date somebody with Charity Case?
Absolutely not.
No.
Lisa, the name is what?
Freedom Ocean.
Freedom?
Wow. Oh,
sounds like an attraction at SeaWorld.
That's true.
Let me talk to Amanda, because Amanda is the one that interests me the most, and you'll see why. Amanda, what is that name?
Well, okay, it's not my name. It's my sister's friend, and she had twins, and she named them Lamangelo and Arangelo.
You know what?
No, we
have heard this forever.
I'm so glad that you called, though, Amanda.
Never in the history of time have we ever been able to find, like, and I hate to say this, but you've got to be wrong on this.
I'm not, and it's one of those names where, like, you have to stop and pause and think about it before you say it, because it's so out there, and it's so hard to say together, but she decided, I want my twins to be named Lamangelo and Arangelo. And again, I just had to pause to say it.
Well, in case you're confused on why this is such a big deal, Holly, why? Because we've heard this story forever.
Yes.
We've done this radio show for close to 5 years
now. I swear this is a recurring theme, that someone knows someone. It's never your kids or
No. Nobody can give me a firsthand experience on this.
But someone knows someone.
But why is that name so weird? In case you're missing it.
You're like, Lamangelo, that's kind of pretty.
Because we've heard different versions of the story.
It's Lemon Jello and orange Jello.
Somebody, Miguel, hit that damn button up there for me. Just tap that button. Thank you.
3 minutes starts now.
No!
I guarantee
that's an urban legend.
She thinks she can prove me wrong. Kelly?
Yes.
Hi. I'm going to tell you, you're going into this with major disbelief on your side, okay? Because for years...
No, there's no disbelief here.
Okay, well, then prove your case, because for 4 years, almost 5 years we've done this show, no one's been able to prove it to us. They know somebody with that name.
They went to Southward Elementary School in Clearwater, Florida.
Say it again, the name of the school?
Southward Elementary School.
Okay.
I'm going to do some research.
Now, did you know them? Did you know that these...
I know for a fact.
Well, I need to know how you know for a fact. Because, like I said, like everyone always knows for a fact, but nobody's ever got direct proof.
They were actual students in the school.
Wow. Are they on Facebook now?
How long ago was this?
Oh, several years now.
Okay.
I would say probably a good 5-6 years now, because the school's actually closed. It's no longer in existence.
Uh-huh.
Pull the school files.
I need some permanent records here.
You wait and see if you get any phone calls from Southward Elementary teachers.
Thomas, what?
All right, so I'm from Buffalo, New York. Mm-hmm. My mother's best friend is a teacher down in the south side of Buffalo, School 54, mm-hmm. a kindergarten teacher there, and she had two kids. Orangelo and Lamangelo. I've seen the report cards. I've been to the school. I've met them.
No, you have not met them.
I have.
It's always secondhand.
No, he said he met them.
I was there. I saw them. I was a little kid. I was only 10, 11, so this was back in the day, but it happened.
I mean, but how do we know that you're not making it up? Like, I want to talk to the Jell-O boys and see who they are for real.
I'm gonna call this person and get their Facebook pages, and then I'm going to call you back.
Yes.
I want them on the show.
That's what we need to do.
I want them on the show immediately. Will you call us back and you find out anything else, Thomas?
I will call back.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Uh-oh. I don't think he was happy with us.
Listen, he sounds like a man with a plan.
I want to see the proof. Yeah. I want to talk to the Jell-O boys.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Alrighty, that's it. I gotta go send a message to a guy on Facebook Marketplace and told him he screwed me over on some children's toys. That's my night, but whatever you're doing, I hope you'll come back and we'll do another episode with my mom tomorrow.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.